This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Did you go see Black Panther? They got the numbers are in now on Black Panther. I told you white folks last week, or when was it? Over the weekend? I don't know. We talked about it, but I'll tell you this. Take a friend. Supposedly there was a fight that broke out somewhere, and then they called the guy a troll. Yeah, they said, the guy who said there was a fight at the Black Panther, you know, during the Black Panther, that was BS or whatever. I don't, come on. Really? I've seen fights at theaters. Believe me, when I was at a theater in St. Louis. It's an AMC that's in Brentwood. And let me tell you, it's shocking that people don't get killed in that theater because doggone stupid people talk the entire film. They're just, blah, blah, blah. Oh, man, that dude crazy. Don't go in there. You know, it's a stereotypical theater where too many black people go. And I'm not trying to be anti-black here. I'm just telling you the facts. I've been to the theater two or three times. It finally got to the point where I said, it was close to me, so it made sense. But I got to the point where it said, doesn't matter how close it is, it's too crazy to go. You don't get to enjoy the film. So I quit going. Went over to the white theater over in De Pere. So that's what happens. And the idea that, oh, no, there couldn't have possibly been any fights at Black. Please. And I don't care. I'm just saying. People get crazy. White folks get crazy at their little monster truck rallies. People fight. That's what happens. But let's not dismiss it. Let's not pretend that it doesn't exist.
No, the black people that watch Black Panther were all, you know, civilized.
Yeah, and everyone that goes to a rap concert is civilized, right? Look, we live in an uncivilized society. Get over it, people. Anyway, here's what I read about the story, because it did really well. Black Panther did. First of all, before we get into how well it did, get this. Black Panther was criticized for its lack of LGBT characters. I know. It's a Marvel comic film that's made about a black dude, and I don't know, I didn't even read it, but I'm presuming Black Panther was a black guy. He became a black superhero in a black, you know, black village or town or whatever, and he protects black people. I don't have a problem with that. In fact, good story. I was a kid growing up, I would have been energized by that. In as much as I'm energized by Superman, the idea that there was a guy who could fly at the speed of light, reverse time, you know, the Man of Steel couldn't be hurt except for kryptonite. I mean, it was a cool concept. I like the Green Hornet. I've never met anybody green except those leftists who are green with envy. But I love the Green Hornet. And Wonder Woman. Oh, don't even get me started on that one, boy. So, but it didn't matter. You know, Iron Man, he had his issue. Everybody came over something. Rockman and the Fantastic Four. I used to watch the Fantastic Four cartoon. Oh, my gosh, I love that cartoon. See, I got all kiddie on. I love it. I love it so much. It's so cool. But anyway, yeah, didn't have any gay, characters? Were the animals supposed to be gay? Look, just for the LGBT community, just so we're clear, there aren't that many gay animals out there. See, animals have this strange thing that they want to see themselves in the next generation. Parenting is a huge thing. They mate up, they parent, and then the next generation goes and the old people die away. And there just aren't that many issues in the, there's not an LGBT representative for the animals, okay? Let's just get over ourselves on that, okay, LGBTQ? The animals are not questioning. They're not lesbian. They're not gay. They're not transsexual. They're not bisexual. They are just procreators. Kind of the way God probably meant it for human beings, but we overthink it. So, yeah, it's catching flack for that. I think that's so ridiculous. But anyway, here's what I read about the Black Panther movie. No one will be applauding louder after showings of Black Panther than theater owners. Faced with slumping ticket sales, theater owners believe the Marvel Studios release, directed by an African-American and featuring a mostly black cast, could attract a wide spectrum of U.S. moviegoers. Kudos to Disney, John Fithium, CEO of the National Association of Theaters, said, of Marvel's parent. They lay down a $200 million bet that a minority cast can appeal to a majority of Americans. NATO, which just reported that theater admissions fell 6% last year, has long contended that diversity outside the movie theaters must be recognized inside the theaters. So, diversity is going to save the movie industry. There are people like Tyler Perry doing great with his Madea films and others, and they go mainstream, and then the films don't do as well. He did the one that Morgan Freeman was in, like Along Came the Spider, where he plays Dr. Cross or something. Didn't do well at all. He does his films. They do pretty well. The black community comes out to see him. But here's the deal. The black community will come out to see a good film. What they're missing in their diversity, and this is what cracks me up, they're missing the conservative dollar. That's what they're missing. Their ticket sales are slumping for the same reason the NFL's viewership is slumping and people going to the stadiums is because people are sick and tired of being lectured to in the films. In Black Panther, I watched the scene, the fight scene of the bar. And the maker of the film, he's narrating. I chose the colors red, black, and green to symbolize the Pan-African flag. That's why the one girl's wearing red, the other one's wearing green, and, of course, Black Panther's wearing black. And he goes on to talk about the shapes of the design of the dresses was all meant to symbolize black this, black that. You know what? Just make a movie about Black Panther. Give us some cool fight scenes. Give us a decent storyline. Do I really have to have all the symbols? She's a powerful woman. That's why she takes off her shoe in order to beat up a dude. Okay, great. To show African fighting, she uses a spear. Okay, great. Again, do I really care? I don't care if she uses a bow, a tomfa, a sai, a sword, a gun. It doesn't. Just make it interesting. But what cracks me up is they believe that put. Now look, I'm not mad at a guy for infusing subliminal blackness into a film. That's cool. From a cultural standpoint, being that I have lots of African blood in me, I'm cool. It's always interesting to learn a little bit more. But does it have to be so over the top? And by the way, diversity is not going to save Hollywood. What's going to save Hollywood is it makes films for everybody and takes the politics out. Here was a quote. Kids are finally going to get the black superhero they deserve. Huh. And here I thought that was Barack Obama. No, it took Black Panther for black people to feel good about themselves.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Radio show.
Did you see the Oprah thing that she did on 60 Minutes? I didn't see it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. If you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. So, Oprah apparently was on 60 Minutes, and she did a panel. And it was apparently disingenuous. I did not watch it. I've got some different observations from it. But anyway, the president tweeted this after. Just watched the very insecure Oprah Winfrey, who at one point I knew very well, interview a panel of people on 60 Minutes. The questions were biased and slanted. The facts incorrect. Hope Oprah runs so she can be exposed and defeated just like all of the others. And we talked about Oprah and everybody going, Oprah, run for president. I'm going to tell you something. You know, and everybody's saying, oh, Kevin, remember what John Oliver said about Trump? Please run. Oh, please run. Please run. Oh, run, please. And all the other comedians. Let me tell you something. I hope Oprah runs. I hope Oprah runs. I hope Michelle Obama runs. I hope Barack Obama tries to run again. I hope Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, I hope all those stooges on the left run. Because what you're going to watch is Donald Trump take every one of them. He's going to wipe their butts, the floor with their butts, and he's going to send them along their way. expose these frauds. They are all frauds. Oprah Winfrey is the biggest fraud in Hollywood. She sold a story, a BS story, promiscuous girl who made herself out as, I was raped and I was done. Let me tell you something. Oprah put herself in situations. Everything that happened to Oprah Winfrey was because she put herself in the situations to make it happen. Also, don't give me this. I can already feel people out there going, Kevin, people shouldn't deserve to be treated this. No, nobody deserves to be, you know, raped or abused in any way. What I'm telling you is Oprah Winfrey is lying. Oprah Winfrey, in many cases, wanted much of what has happened to her, and her story is a fabricated lie. I know there are people out there squeamish right now. Oh, my gosh, what is he saying? I don't wish any bad things to happen to people. Whatever legitimately happened to Oprah Winfrey that was traumatic in her life, bad. But what I'm telling you is Oprah Winfrey, if you read her real story, you find out she is a vicious liar. Her life is fabricated. She was as my grandmother would say, a fast girl. She was promiscuous. She was boy crazy. And it took a man to straighten her out and say, look, you got to stop this nonsense. I knew a girl just like her. Good family. You know, I left to go to military school. I came back. They said, this girl is crazy, gone crazy. I mean, boys just, I mean, you know, I would never have guessed this about this girl. She was probably 3-4 years younger than I was. And so I always just saw her as this little girl because, you know, I wasn't that old myself. But, I mean, if I'm 17 and she's 13, you know, she's a little girl to me. And so I go to military school. I come back and they're like, man, Karen is gone crazy. She's gone wild. And her mother and father were the most, they were the sanest black folks in the town I grew up in. Seriously. They were just a very nice family. And I would visit, every time I come back, I'd visit them, you know, because they were just really nice people. I'm not going to say their names. And I went to see the mom one time, and she wasn't home. And the daughter answered the door, and I said, hey, is your mom and dad home? She goes, no, my dad's at work. My mom's shopping or something. I said, oh, I'll come back. She goes, you can wait. I said, no, it's not. You know, you're home by yourself. It doesn't look good. So I left, and Verona called I didn't give her last name, but she called my grandmother and said, hey, I heard Kevin drop by the house. And my grandmother said, yeah, but he left because your daughter was home by herself and he wouldn't go in. And she says, oh, it would have been okay and all that. And I was like, oh, I ain't going in. So I saw her later on and said, yeah, I just dropped by to say hello to you and your husband. And, you know, because they were good people to me. And my grandmother said, Kevin, she's hoping you'll date. I'm like, date her? I was 17. Like, why would I date her daughter? And she's like, well, she's kind of got a little reputation. I'm like, why would I date her daughter? And it was sad because, you know, the family was a good family. It drove her dad nuts. I mean, he was like a stalker when she was out with, you know, boys, and rightfully so. Because, I mean, as I learned more about, you know, I was gone. I'd be gone for most of the year. I'd come back for the summer or stuff like that. And then I went to college right after that. But you know, it was just bad to watch this young girl go through this metamorphosis that, you know, unfortunately she shouldn't have gone through. And it reminds me of Oprah's story where I think they, and I'm just trying to go from memory here because it's been a lot of years, but I think they ended up sending her to another state, you know, to live with an aunt to get her away from the environment that she was in. But let me tell you, they didn't, it isn't like they, it was the boys who were chasing her around and, you know, and you know, having all kinds of fun times with her. Wherever she went, that was going to happen. And Oprah got lucky, and she moves with an uncle. It was a male family member who straightened her out. And that's what happened. But anyway, that's not even what I want to talk about. So she does this thing on 60 Minutes. And it made me think of, why would she do that? Oprah left mainstream TV to go start the OWN, Oprah Winfrey Network, OWN. So she did it, and I believe the network lost a lot of money because Oprah lost like $100 million year one. And I mean, she's got a lot of money, but even if you're just barely a billionaire, you can't lose $100 million and not take notice. Now, has she gotten it fixed? I don't know. I'm not following her financials. But what I will tell you, it reminds me of Glenn Beck, where things were going well, and suddenly they get derailed. And you're going, what just happened here? And because Glenn had a media empire, now he's about to get bought by Ben Shapiro's group, who's back. He's backed by some billionaire. Now, I think Oprah Winfrey's going to last longer because leftists support their people longer. But her network's demise is as sure as spring showers. And let me tell you why I say that. Why is Oprah going to 60 Minutes? Because that network, CBS, the venerable, you know, CBS has been a, which, by the way, isn't doing that great themselves. She needs that. That's what's going to, she's having to piggyback now on CBS in order to get her own network to keep it going. That's what I think. I'm putting on my management consulting hat saying, why would you own a network and then you go do something like that on another network? Why wouldn't you do that on your own network? Pardon the pun. But, yeah, because I don't understand it. You would be branding and wanting to do something there. You would want to say, hey, we have a 60 Minutes equivalent, and I'm going to be asking the tough questions, or, you know, and Donald Trump's comment, the biased and slanted questions of an audience, so you can come see what we're doing. If you're going to build a network, you got to go for it. So what she's effectively doing now is partnering with CBS to see how that works. Now, I'm sure this has to do with Gail. I think Gail, her best friend's on CBS. She wouldn't have that job if it weren't for Oprah. But whatever reason that she's doing it, I say it's because she needs it strategically. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. It's just kind of one guy's theory about it. But I don't think Oprah's doing that well. And anyway, Donald Trump called her out. I hope she runs for president because, like I said, I'd love to see Donald Trump clean her clock and that of other people that think she'd be the next great woman hope.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
My gosh, say it ain't so. Welcome. Well, not my show, Kevin Jackson. I'm glad you guys are here for the Kevin Jackson Show. But tell me there's not more Russian doping. Please tell me that this is not the case. I'm hearing things. Russian doping? Let me tell you. And what may make the fake Russian collusion narrative against President Trump look like child's play, we have a new developing scandal. The Russians have been accused of doping for some time. You guys may not follow the Olympics, but the entire Russian delegation in the Summer Olympics was like, you can't even come back. You guys are doping. We know what you're doing. I mean, they made Lance Armstrong look like a choir boy. They've been using this drug called meldonium. Now, I talked about this, believe it or not, in tennis. Wasn't it Maria Sharapova? Pretty Russian girl. I don't know if she's Russian, but she's Lithuanian or something. But Sharapova, she was accused of using meldonium, and they tied it to like, oh, she has some sort of an issue, and she had to take meldonium, and we didn't know what its benefits were. And let me tell you, meldonium, the minute I heard about it, I started reading about what it does, I was like, shoot. Where can I get this? I was going to fly. I think you have to pick it up. It's one of these Ania countries, you know, like Latvania, Slovenia, Slovenia, Transylvania. It's one of those countries. I was ready to go get me some meldonium. Here's what it said. I found this from a site. It says meldonium shifts the metabolism so that it's geared more towards carbohydrate metabolism rather than fat metabolism. Using carbohydrates as a fuel requires less oxygen to produce energy. So this change can be beneficial in low oxygen conditions. In heart disease, the heart muscle is deprived of oxygen. And the effects of meldonium have been shown to be very beneficial in this disease state. There's also evidence to suggest that meldonium could be beneficial under low oxygen conditions induced by intense endurance exercise. So one of the reviews of the effects on meldonium on exercise, they listed these benefits. So here it is. Decreased levels of lactate and urea in the blood. So it means that you're not building up as much lactic acid. You know, you're just... And I don't know about you, that's one of my major problems. Man, I cramp easier. I don't know what urea is, but it isn't in your blood. So it takes lactate and urea out of your blood, which means that you can go longer, okay? Improved economy of glycogen. Level of glycogen increased in the cells during long-lasting exercise. Now, I can only presume glycogen is from glycol, you know, or which, you know, glucose and that kind of thing. And again, I'm not a chemist. If there's a chemist in the house, let me know. But I'm guessing this is letting your sugars fire, right? Then it says, improve functional parameters of heart activity, increase physical work capabilities, increase rate of recovery after maximum and submaximal loads, activate CNS functions and protects against stress. So think about, you know, an endurance sport like the biathlon in the Winter Olympics. I don't know if you've seen these. These guys skate around this thing uphill, downhill, etc. They have to stop. And then they have to tick and they shoot and they got to hit 5 targets and they skate again. Well, I don't know if you've ever done anything like that. It is try to go uphill on your skis. It is tough as all get out. So I can only imagine meldonium is going to be a big deal because not only does it give you less lactic acid buildup, when you finally get settled, you're less stressed. You're like, okay, bada bing, 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 and boom, you're off again. So it helps. I can see runners. I can see other athletes where strength endurance counts, you know, taking this drug. But curlers? You know what curling is, right? Of course, it's funny. You watch curling, you don't think it's that big of a deal. But you just find yourself hooked. You know, it's like shuffleboard at the bar. You just find yourself going, this is so cool. You know, watching these guys sweep that ice and curve the curling rock, whatever they stone, around things and stuff. It's really kind of interesting. But it doesn't require steroids. I jokingly said it would shock me to find out that my favorite professional bowler was juicing. You know, taking the drug, taking the hit on steroids. Or what about a drag racer? I mean, he's in a race for 5 seconds. And they go, well, we have to disqualify so-and-so to drag racer because he's been juicing. Are you kidding? And curling falls into this category. Have you seen curling? I mean, really. So here's what they do. They start off in a little, what looks like a starting block. And they've got this ball, this rock that's got a handle on it. And it's going to slide on the ice. And then they slowly go towards the line, and they have to release the curler before the line, you know, before they get to a line, and then the ice does all the work. I mean, it takes all of, I'm going to guess and say 5 to 10 pounds of pressure. Even when you're trying to knock somebody's rock stone out of the circle, it's a pretty easy job, is all I'm trying to tell you. So you don't have to juice doing curling. Maybe a little flexibility because they get down there kind of low. So anyway, I don't know that I'm buying this. That a Russian took drug in order to curl. So here was what they said about this. This is an article. It says the Russians are participating in Pyeongchang Games as Olympic athletes from Russia. The International Olympic Committee suspended the Russian Olympic Committee last year in connection with a massive doping scheme at the 2014 Sochi Games, but allowed 168 athletes to compete in neutral uniforms and without the national flag. Krushelnitsky is the guy who's been accused of doping for curling, and he's going to potentially lose his... He was a bronze medalist. This is a skill game. That doesn't require a lot of muscle power, but they're saying this dude was doping. And somebody was saying that they think they're going to take his medals away. And then, but here's what they're going to say. Curling players don't need meldonium. We don't need to be faster, higher, stronger. This isn't what we do. But how to explain what they found in Alexander's blood? He's an absolutely honest athlete and a great guy. No one, including myself, understands it. But then it says this. Sozin believes the U.S. security services had somehow put something in the Krushelnitsky's water or tampered with his drug test sample. He didn't speculate on how it could happen. And now look, in the old days, I might have dismissed these allegations by the Russians. I would have said, these Ruskies are just jealous of us. But then I remember we got the FBI, the people who tried to do to the president what they've done. And I no longer dismiss these allegations as complete nonsense because I'm seeing what they're doing to Donald Trump. Trying to tie Donald Trump, Yeah. So I'm a little bit concerned now. Why wouldn't the FBI collude with Hillary Clinton to make the Russians look like dope fiends, huh? Hmm? A And you know what comes next? They would then associate President Trump with said dope fiend Russians and then try to impeach him by saying he's selling melatonin, was that what it's called? Melatonin to the Russians or something. You know they're going to try to do something sneaky. There is no reason for that Russian to dope in a sport that has all the excitement of watching a sloth climb a tree. Look, don't misunderstand me. I'm into it. And maybe you are too. I'm watching it. I'm intrigued with the strategy. Okay? But as a sport goes, come on. Come on. Doping? Seriously. If Hillary Clinton and Mueller were going to try to do something sneaky, why would they do this? Why would they choose something so obvious? Now you're saying, Kevin, are you accusing them of it? Yes, I am. I'm officially accusing the Hillary Clinton campaign, Barack Obama, of trying. Let me put it this way. If Donald Trump is even watching, if he watched, what's this guy's name, Schultz-Nielsen? If he watched this Russian curl, you know they're going to try to associate him with it. They will then they'll say, Donald Trump doped his stuff at a party. He met with him. Or they'll say Sessions did it at a meeting that Sessions doesn't even remember. Right? It may sound crazy, folks, but I'm telling you, this is the kind of stuff. This is where rumors start, and then you find out later, ooh, that was so true. Doping and curling. And this couple, which brings up a whole other issue, by the way. Why are there men's, women, and co-ed curling? I don't get it. The women can do just as good as curling as the men. So why separate them? And then why put them back together to have a duel? This is not like tennis where a dude can serve 10 miles an hour faster than a woman or whatever. This is a sport where a woman's finesse works just as good as a man. She can push that rock as good as any dude. I don't understand this. I do want to understand why is this? Why are we I could do it in the skiing. Maybe men can ski a little faster, you know, things like that. But there are certain sports in the Olympics. I'm going, why mix it up? Why do the women and the men in the ice skating? Why do they have to be separate? Oh, because the men can do four whatever they call it, four turns. Whatever.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Well, again, I don't know what meetings Mr. Porter was in, which ones
he
was.
But you know what he did. He presented information to the president on a regular basis that was often classified. He was very high up there.
But Chris, to compare it to the FBI doing what they did, taking a campaign document, dressing it all up as legitimate intelligence and presenting it to a FISA court, a secret court to get a...
You don't know that that's what happened.
We do know that.
You don't know that's what happened.
To compare it to that, I think is not an apt comparison.
All right, fine. So let's go with your own comparison. Let's jump to that. You do not know what happened in that FISA application. You guys keep calling it a secret court, which is not fair to the American people. The FISA court was created as an oversight mechanism by Congress. Chris, it's not a secret court, and you haven't even seen the application.
Chris, have you ever read a transcript from the FISA court? Have you ever seen an application taken to the FISA court?
We haven't.
I haven't. But that's why
I don't have an opinion about them. I don't judge them when I haven't seen them.
Well, we know people who have seen the application and what they've told us.
You know one, and Trey Gowdy since then, who will now be on the show today, he wants to resign. He wants to get away from this mess, and he says it doesn't change the Russia probe.
Well, it does change the fact that we now know that they took a campaign document to a court to get a secret warrant to spy on a fellow citizen. That is a
fact.
It was
part of an application.
That's why I've called on Christopher Wray to let us see the application. I called on him 2 months ago. Show us the application. Show us the transcript. I'm for making everything transparent, including the Democrat memo, frankly, when it's done in a way that's consistent with our sources and methods and not
just that's a big if, though, right? But that gives you...
intelligence can be... I'm
but that's a hedge.
Everything
because you
transparent.
Hold on a second.
Welcome back, everybody. How's that for an interview? Chris Cuomo interviewing, finger quotes, Jim Jordan. Won't let him get a word in edgewise. Defending the FBI's behavior. That's essentially what CNN is doing. They're saying, you know, all these things that you're seeing, all these things you're talking about, you don't know that this didn't happen and all that. This is the FBI. They did their job. The FBI is crooked. Let's just be clear. They're crooked. And that's okay. I mean, it's not okay in the long run, but I'm saying it's okay to say it. It would be like, you know, somebody is running a race and you go, it looked like he had a bit of a limp. And he goes, yeah, I had a rock in my shoe. Oh, well, don't say that. Yeah, he had a limp or he pulled a muscle or whatever. He lost because of this reason. It's okay. The FBI has lost credibility. Don't sweat it. They can get it back. They just have to become good people. People recover from these things all the time. But the left, no, you can't. How dare you talk down this honorable institution, this venerable institution that's been around for decades? It's because they did some things wrong. It's that simple. They're not perfect. I don't look at them and go, oh my gosh, you know, the FBI, it's impossible to recover. Government can recover. All of these things are fixable, but here's what you got to do. You got to admit it. You got to say, I'm wrong. I screwed up. It's very difficult for the left to do that. They can't admit that. Here's what a Twitter person said, Philip. He says, lefties, you aren't mad at the media for lying about Trump Russia for a year. You're mad at Trump for being innocent. You wanted our leader to be in cahoots with Russia. Think about that. If that's not blind, baseless, media-induced hatred of POTUS, what is it? That is exactly what it is. Philip Schuller at Five Rights nailed it. That's all this is. This is the left so want to vindicate themselves that they have to berate you. They have to belittle you. I would have been saying to Chris Cuomo, you're let me tell you something, Chris. You are the biggest idiot if you think you're going to get the American people to believe that the FBI did nothing wrong here. They broke procedure in every way. Where are the Hillary Clinton notes? Tell me where the FBI performed an investigation and you have no notes. Also, shouldn't we be looking at all of the FBI's texts, given what we've learned about Peter Strzok and Lisa Page? Where are all of their texts? Shouldn't their texts be open records? Oh, by the way, we've learned they do things to make sure that their texts aren't, they don't have to follow the procedures to document everything that they put on text. How do you feel about that, Chris? I mean, this is bizarre. How do you feel about an FBI director, James Comey, who we know to be crooked, who we know lied about every single thing that he said about Hillary Clinton? He's part of the conspiracy to help this woman get off across the board. We know a dossier was created, not by Donald Trump, not by the Russians. Peter Steele, who shipped that dossier to, with the help of Fusion GPS, he creates this dossier that the Democrats paid for. We know that. They then publish it in Yahoo or somewhere, and then the FBI says, oh, well, hey, it's been published, it must be real, we'll use that to get FISA warrants that they then get against Donald Trump, and you have not a single person indicted that's directly related to Trump, and the ones that you haven't indicted that are indirectly related to him are about to be freed. Let's answer those questions. Before you ask me anything, let's answer those questions. Tucker Carlson tweeted this. He says, let's say you were an authoritarian and you wanted to weaken the American democracy. How would you do it? Number one, you ban free speech. Number two, you disarm the country. Number three, you'd undermine families and churches. And number four, empower unelected bureaucrats. Trump isn't doing that, but the ruling class is. The other thing I would tell you that you would do to undermine the country and to weaken it is you would have a corrupt government. A government so corrupt that it would take one of its stellar citizens, a person who's living the American dream and giving that opportunity to thousands, tens of thousands of others. And you say, we're going to make him, we're going to demonize him. We're going to make him a bad guy. I'd add that to the list, Tucker, if I were you, but that's just me and you. Adam Baldwin tweeted this. This has to do with the shooting. He says, so which is it? Are children assets to be protected, or are they just adults in tiny people's bodies? Are they sexual beings, or are they innocents? Are they rational actors, or are they still emotionally developing? Because with the left, they pick and choose. See, I see kids as needing to be protected. Protected not only physically, but protected mentally. You, when people say to me all the time, Kevin, you got a problem with gay people and teaching people, kids about gay, I go, I don't have a problem with teaching people about, with people discovering gayness. None at all. And I'm just using that as an example. You could use guns. I have a problem with kids discovering guns when it's done in the right context. I don't have a problem with kids coming of age sexually when it's done in the right context. But what I have a problem with is when you try to force it on them knowing that they're not developmentally ready. We know a lot about development. And I'll tell you this. 7-year-olds shouldn't be dealing with sexuality. If they have curiosities and questions, it will evolve and it will come out. And I'm not going to tell you I know the age, because I'm sure it's different with each child. But you as a parent should be the one that says, I'm going to have a question, a Q&A around sexuality. Or I'm going to have a Q&A around, you know, being a mate, like an understanding your sexuality. I'm going to have a Q&A around guns. You should be the one, not the school. Oh, guns are bad. Says who? In whose mentality? Rural kids are raised where guns are good. We've used guns most of our lives. We learned gun culture. I learned gun culture at the age of 8 years old. That's when my grandfather took me outside. I'd never shot a gun in my life. We were down at the lodge, and he says that we see a raccoon trapped in a tree. And he says, okay, take a shot. So my brother aimed, and pew, I mean, this thing's like 15, 20 feet away up in a tree, looking dead at us. Pew, my brother misses. My grandfather says, Kevin, your turn. I took the rifle. Pew, I hit the thing right between the eyes. And he took it out of the trap, sold the hide, made 25, 30 bucks or whatever, and said, man, you can shoot. And my brother was just kind of like, well, I guess I can't. And we walked away. That was my first ever shooting of a weapon. And then from that moment on, I had a firearm with me practically. Within a year, I carried a firearm everywhere. But you may not do that in the city for obvious reasons. But it doesn't mean you shouldn't learn about gun culture at some point. But the left make it evil. It is not evil. In as much as in the city, you may have to learn about sexuality at the age of 10 versus in the country, you may learn at the age of 13. I'm not mad either way. It's okay. But you know, the left wants you to just one size fits all, and it's their way or the highway. And I think it's ridiculous. Anyway, there is no defending the FBI. These people were warned about this kid, and they did what they did. They did nothing. They responded by doing nothing. Then, fast forward to go back to where we were talking about Donald Trump and his issues, and the FBI was crooked there. Why would you defend that? Just say what it is so we can heal from it. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. We have a ton that I wanted to cover, but I guess I'll have to get to it tomorrow.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.